Welcome back to the NewsHour, ladies and gentlemen. Grateful that you're with us on this Friday afternoon as we continue our broadcasts from none other than Memphis, Tennessee. And we teamed up with a fellow by the name of Andy Melmo. He's the president of a company called Flint Hydraulics, which is located in Memphis, Tennessee. And we thought we'd take a moment and talk a little bit about his company, what they do, why they do what they do, and what their market is. So it's a great opportunity for us to spread our wings a little bit in other parts of the country. Welcome to the NewsHour, Andy.
Thank you very much, Michael.
So tell us a little bit about Flint Hydraulics. What is it that you guys do?
Well, we're a worldwide supplier of original and replacement hydraulic pumps and motors for heavy construction and agricultural machinery. Our whole basis is to supply pumps, motors, and their parts to heavy construction equipment dealers, exporters, parts supply houses, and to do so on a same or next day basis, because most of the clients out there in the world today need something on a same day basis instead of waiting 6 to 8 weeks or something like that from the factory. So we fill a small niche and a small need in that regard.
And you're pretty fortunate to be out of Memphis, because this is quite the transportation hub.
No question. Our office is 3 miles from the FedEx worldwide headquarters, and we can ship a product same day up to 11 p.m. Central Standard Time.
So the parts that you send out, the pumps and all of these types of things through Flint Hydraulics, are they generally made here in the U.S., or do you offshore them? Where do they come from?
We represent 30 different manufacturers of pumps and motors. Yes, manufacturers all over the world, but primarily here in the United States, that conform to SAE standards, not international standards. So it's difficult to supply product for a lot of the international made machines. But most of the components made here in the United States, we represent them, and we custom assemble them for their that particular manufacturer.
About how many folks you got working for you over there, Andy?
Currently 34.
Is that right? So you are the epitome of a small business.
I guess you could say that,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, you are. So when you're selling these all over the United States and other countries, is that correct? How do you market your company?
Oh, through all various means, direct email blasts, through the Internet, through traditional means of salespeople beating the bushes, so forth. But in today's media, there's all types of opportunities.
You know, we had a conversation earlier with Tom Winkleblack yesterday, just as a matter of fact, talking about the construction industry. And you do a lot of work in the construction industry with backhoes and with all kinds of construction equipment. We took a really heavy dive there for a couple of years because of the recession. How have you seen the construction industry, or has it bounced back, in your opinion?
For us, it's bounced back greatly since the nosedive of 2008 and 2009. Quite a bit has helped us through the infrastructure that the roads and bridges and so forth that the government has done for us. That's helped quite a bit. But mostly the dealers to whom we represent nationwide and worldwide have seen a slow increase, 6-7% per year, so to speak, since the 08 and 09 debacle.
Well, you know, that's a huge number. If you're growing your business at 6-7%, that's pretty good. I mean, the GDP here in the United States was pegged at 5% for the fourth quarter of last year, and everybody was going crazy. That was a big number. But if your people are growing by that number, 6-7%, that's a pretty healthy growth on a regular basis. What do you point to as being some of the successes for your business? Is it hands-on management? Is it hiring the right people? How is the job market here in Memphis?
The job market's really difficult here. Memphis, traditionally for hundreds of years, has been a agricultural hub and a distribution hub, so to speak. In the last recent 25 years or so, it's become a distribution hub. But prior to that, it was strictly an agricultural location. So manufacturing has never been strong in Memphis, and finding people to fill those roles is very, very difficult.
I can imagine. What kinds of people in the manufacturing industry do you employ? Is it mechanics? Is it welders? Is it pipe fitters? What are you after?
We're looking for mechanics, but with today and the electrical hydraulics and the technology changing what it is today, you need programmers. you need people who have the experience in not only programming, but the ability to take that and be assemblers as well. For instance, some of the products we're displaying here today are require programming as well as installation at the same time, and finding that particular person is very difficult.
Yeah, and that whole market has changed dramatically. You can't just be a wrench mechanic, you know, and be able to get it done. You have to have so many other skills. On that point, there's a number. I know in Iowa, we're really blessed. We have a Des Moines Area Community College, which is a huge supplier of mechanical and trades issues. Do you have something like that here in Memphis where they're turning out individuals that can be able to be working on projects like yours?
We do. We have several technical institutes here in the local area. Unfortunately, they're not putting out enough to meet the demand.
Really?
So, yes, it's this market here is definitely in need of more skilled young men and women to fill those needs.
Yeah, I was telling earlier today, Tom Winkleblack, who we talked to yesterday on the NewsHour, about coming down here to Memphis, and I drove, it's about 10 hours from Des Moines to Memphis, about the number of signs I saw at manufacturing facilities up and down the highway calling out for welders and pipe fitters and electricians willing to almost sell their daughter to find the right people. Is it really that tough here?
It's extremely difficult, especially in the hydraulics industry. In fact, there is a school in Iowa that produces a fluid power degree, and to my knowledge, there's only three or four nationwide that produce a degree in fluid power technology. Mm. We've been really pushing hard to the local universities to offer that through their engineering services, and they've yet to make that available.
You know, one of the things I think about the university system in many colleges is that they still believe that everybody's got to have a four-year degree to be successful in the world. But we've seen so many people that are dedicated to the trades who can make a wonderful living outside of a four-year degree. You guys have those kind of folks working for you?
Absolutely, we do. In fact, most of our technicians are career-minded individuals who have been with us, some of them 25 years, and they've done extremely well, and they've made a great career.
Flint Hydraulics, it's located in Memphis. How far outside of Memphis are you guys?
We're within Memphis boundaries. I'm a native Memphian. Most of our staff members either from the local area as well. Some do live in Mississippi as well as into Arkansas because of our geographic
sure.
region. But we're a local company. We like to be a Memphis company. We probably always will be.
Well, I know we had a conversation yesterday with the director of the Memphis Cook Convention Center. His name is Pierre, who gave us a raft of information about the economy here in Memphis. And it seems like, I know in Des Moines, Iowa, we're projected to have a 1.9% jobs growth there, trying to find people. And there's been a real situation of inward migration to urban areas from rural areas. Are you guys seeing some of that, too, where folks are leaving rural parts of the states that you guys touch and coming into the city?
Not so much here. I think you're seeing it in other areas that are a little more robust than the Memphis area. But to some degree, yes, that's true. Memphis, as I mentioned a moment ago, is such a distribution-oriented city that you may see a 100,000 square foot plant and they only have 10 employees because of its automated abilities and things like that. But Memphis is beginning to grow again, but maybe not so much as the surrounding cities like Nashville and possibly Little Rock.
Well, we certainly enjoy coming to Memphis. It's a great community. It's always friendly. The people that we have come into contact with every year for, gosh, I used to come to the Gin Show 15 years ago, you know, and it was wonderful then, and it still remains to be one of our favorite cities in the Mid-South. And congratulations to you guys with Flint Hydraulics. Thanks so very much, Andy, for spending some time with us on the NewsHour.
It was my pleasure, Michael. Thank you.